Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all the promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Hello, and welcome to Marketing Ministries, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and we were just listening to Every Day He Is Good, and that song was written and recorded by our special guest today, Dana Cadell. She is just a phenomenal woman of God. I had the opportunity to meet Dana this year at the 2010 Stella Awards, and you're talking about a woman that's very humble, that's on fire for the kingdom. She was nominated for a 2010 Grammy Award. She was a Dove Award winner. I mean, this lady really got it going on. And we are so thankful that she's taken the time out of her busy schedule to hang out with us today. So we're going to bring on the line our special guest, Dana. Dana, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Wanda, how are you?
Hey, Dana, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, and I thank you for hanging out with us today. You know, we were just bobbing in our seats to your song.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you, too, it was co-written by Aaron Lindsay, so, you know, got to give him props, too.
Oh, absolutely. You did a couple of things with Aaron Lindsay, and we're going to get to that in our interview. But as I was telling our listeners, and our cues is filling up, we're going to open up our phone line. So as we go on, if people have any questions for you, they can call us at 917-932-7120 and just press 1 to speak to the host, and Dana will be overjoyed and elated to answer your questions.
Most definitely.
This year has been a phenomenal year for you. You made so many strides in with your music. And I know that in 1991, that was a major turning point in your life. So share with our listeners a little bit about your testimony.
Well, let's see. 1991, I was hit by a drunk driver. So, you know, I was hit by a drunk driver. I was injured, my back and my hip, and I was disabled for 3.5 years. I walked with a cane. I had to be rehabilitated. And it was just, you know, a really trying time. I was really young, and, you know, you're like in the prime of your life, and you just get struck with something like this. But, you know, you overcome, and God gets you through it. So that was just, you know, the big turning point for me in my life. It should have scared me enough to turn my life over to God, but I have to be honest, it didn't at that time. It took me a minute. He let me run into a couple more walls, and then, you know, I got it. But I look back now, you know, in retrospect, and you see, like, you know, you have to go through something sometimes just so he can shake you up and wake you up. So, you know, I count it all joy.
Absolutely. Now, Dana, how would you describe your relationship at this current part with God?
Constantly growing. I mean, I feel like I have a very good, complete, fulfilling fulfilled relationship with God, but I'm constantly growing in the Lord. You know, He teaches me something new daily. And right now, especially in my life, I've just been, you know, really learning more and really drawing closer to Him and realizing that, you know, there's really nothing if you don't have God in your life. So I would, if I had to give you one word, it would be growing. So yeah, that's what I say.
Now, Dana, what does ministry mean to you?
Let's see. Well, me as a Christian, I feel that ministry is, you know, using my gifts, the gifts that God gave me, as a service to do spiritual work, basically. You know, I feel that it's my duty to go out and spread the word, go out in any means, and, you know, whatever He gives you. He gave me the gift of song, so that is my ministry.
And you do it so well. And that's one thing that, you know, we want our listeners to know, that, you know, ministry is just not confined to the four walls of the church. You know, God,
Right. Whatever
He gives you to do, you need to cast your vision and do it well. So you do what you do so well, Dana.
Thank you. You know, also, like, with my church, like, I go to the rest home, like, every second Sunday, and we sing to the elderly. And, you know, whatever you can do. I mean, people come, they don't even know how to sing, but they do it because, you know, it just to uplift others and to, like I said, spread the word.
Now, Dana, I got to say this to you. And for those of our listeners who don't know, Dana is the sister of PR specialist, world-renowned PR specialist Phyllis Cadell, and you sound so much like her. You know, I want to just break silly with you for a moment. Go, listen, lady, you know, but you sound so much like Phyllis. It's kind of eerie.
Yeah, our parents get us mixed up on the phone all the time.
You sound so much like her. I want to say, okay, Phyllis, quit playing games. I know this is you.
No, this is Dana.
Now, Dana, how would you describe Dana Cadell, the woman, versus Dana Cadell, the artist?
Wow. As far as just, like, what's inside, there's really not much of a difference. I'm a stickler for perfection. in all aspects of my life. I would say physically, it was just Dana, the girl, Dana, the woman, is very laid back. You know, I 9 times out of 10, you'll catch me in a ponytail chilling. You know, but Dana, the artist, you know, you have to be on, and the hair and the makeup and all of that. I'm kind of au naturel in my regular life, but pretty much, I mean, they're about the same person. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I like things done properly. Things have to be right. I know that I'm a little rigid in that way in my life, but we're kind of that same person. It would just really go down to like the physical part where it'd be like, oh, that is that girl if you saw me on the street.
Yeah, you're very humble, and that's one thing that I admire about you. Because, you know, sometimes people get caught up into the industry, and I can truly say that you have not allowed that to affect Dana the person.
No, never. Thank you for that.
Now, I know that you come from a musical family. Did you always know that you wanted to sing, or did you always have the desire to sing?
Always. I mean, from the time I can remember, 5 years old, saying I'm going to be a singer. You know, my father was in the music business for years, and all sorts of musicians and artists and things would come through our house, and our father had, he owned a recording studio. And so, you know, that's another reason why it's just, this is kind of familiar to me, so it's just like, okay, I'm in it, but you don't have to, like, go crazy. I mean, just stay humble and just do your job. So I've been exposed to this basically all my life, and since the time I was 5 years old, I can remember saying, I'm going to grow up and be a singer. So, yeah.
Well, you spoke it, and it came to pass. Now, when did you write your very first song?
Wow. I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I was at day camp, and I remember I was really mad at my friend.
Uh-huh.
And the crazy thing is, today's her birthday. She died some years ago, but today's her birthday, and I was really mad at her, and I was in the park, and I wrote this song called Sitting in the Park.
Uh-huh.
I remember I was on the swings, and that was the first time I wrote my song. First song. I was about seven years old, yeah, 7 or 8.
Now, Dana, tell us, how would you describe your music?
If you had to put it in a category, I guess, I would call it urban inspirational music. It's really feel-good, faith-based music. You know, it's uplifting, and it's R&B driven, you know. So it's just very feel-good, happy music, the kind of music you can get in the car, ride, and praise God at the same time. So, yeah.
Now, as I was stating earlier in our conversation, you know, 2009, 2010 has been like an incredible year for you. You were nominated for a Grammy. You were nominated for a Dove. How did you feel, and what was your reaction when you first received the news that you had received a Grammy nomination for your song that you had co-wrote with Israel Houghton and Aaron Lindsay, Every Prayer?
It was just like numbing. I remember my sister, Phyllis, called me. She called me. And really, I think for like a minute or so, I was just numb. Like, you know, that little feeling that you don't get, actually. And then I was just like, just overwhelmed, excited. I cried. I did cry. I cried. I called my parents and I cried. And because it was, you know, this was like a dream come true. Who knew it was going to come like this soon? And I always imagined like I would be nominated, but as an artist, and to be nominated as a writer and with, you know, Ricardo and Aaron and Israel, and then on the song, and Mary's featured on the song. It was just huge for me. So it was an awesome experience. Awesome. Like, I'll never forget it.
Now, what was it like when you were sitting at the Grammy Awards and doing that? Was that a really surreal moment for you?
It was amazing. Were
you pinching yourself, Dana?
Not literally, but basically, yeah. I mean, because, you know, it's like this full day, and you go to the pre-Grammy because that's where most of the, you know, awards are announced, and then you have the actual show, the taping, and all of that. So it's just, it's exhausting, really. It really is, you know, but But it's wow. I can't describe it. It's unfortunate when they don't call your name. but the experience is just amazing. It was amazing. I look forward to doing it, you know, again and again and again.
And what was it like working with Israel and Aaron Lindsay?
Well, actually, I had worked with Aaron before, and by that time, we had formed like a really close friendship. So that was you know, just like a no-brainer. But then when Israel and Ricardo came in on the scene, you know, I had known Israel because he was my sister's client, but not really, you know. So it was intimidating for the first few minutes, but then we all just kind of meshed and we just created this great song, and it was a really great experience. And then right after that song, we ended up writing on the Power of the Cross, Ricardo song, that did very well actually too. So,
I love that song.
Thank you. It was a great experience. It was, you know, in the wee hours of the morning in Texas, and you know, greatness can come out of the wee hours of the morning sometimes, you know? So
absolutely. Now, Dana, we're going to take our first music break, and we're going to listen and let our listeners listen to Every Prayer by Israel Houghton featuring Mary Mary, co-written by Dana Cadell, Aaron Lindsay, and Israel Houghton, and Ricardo Sanchez. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Sit back, everybody. Tweet, tell your friends that you're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show with our special guest, Dana Cadell, and we're going to listen to Every Prayer. Enjoy.
I heard him say, he brought me from a mighty long way. And now today, I can testify that I believe. On my way, I realize he's the one who kept me when the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and desperate cries. He has captured every tear, assuring me he hears every prayer. To discover he is near and he
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and we are live with our special guest, Dana Cadell. Dana, when you hear your song being played, what goes through your mind?
It's gosh, I use this word so often, amazing, but, you know, to have written something and then someone interprets what you wrote, it's just this great feeling, you know, as a writer. It's really fulfilling, you know. That's all I really can, I can't describe it really. You know, it's more exciting for me to hear an artist sing my song than it is for me to hear myself, you know.
Now, Dana, our phone lines are filling up, and we have a couple of hands raised, and people have questions for you. So are you ready to take a call?
Sure.
A caller from area code 704. You're on live with Marketing Ministry, the radio show. State your name and your question for Dana.
Oh, wow. Hi. This is Pastor Mark Rouse, pastor of the New Millennium in Charlotte, in Concord, North Carolina.
Hi, Pastor Mark.
Hi. Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing
good,
well.
Thank you.
That's good. I enjoyed your testimony, what God brought you from, and you were very honest about what you said. You said, because even after that, you didn't give your life to God. How most folks that testify say, well, after that, I gave my life to God, and, you know, not being honest with folks. Some of them just don't admit the fact that I didn't do it, but then later on, you did do it, because you admit the truth. And see, and that's what God loves, the truth that you just gave. And your songs are so beautiful. I enjoy that. You know, the one that you co-wrote with Israel Holt, and that song has been a blessing in my life. Seems like sometimes when I go,
amen.
That song.
Thank you. Amen. God is good.
I applaud you on your Grammy Award that you won. That says a lot. That says that God has really favored you.
Actually, I was nominated. I didn't win, but it's still favor.
That is favor. That's favor.
Amen.
You're close to the verge of winning. You're close to the verge of getting it. But it was because even
Amen.
In nominated, your name is being, because your name is being great throughout the world. Because see, one thing that we as Christians keep forgetting, he never said he would make our buildings great or our churches great. He said he would make your name great.
Amen. Amen. True.
So I applaud
He's
working
you. On me.
Yes, he is. And you're doing a great job in you. And I applaud you, and I applaud the show for even recognizing the works and the achievements that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. We're looking to hear great things from you, especially down here in the South.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Mark. We appreciate you calling in. Now, Dana, we have another call on the line for you, and this is from area code 912. State your name and your question for Dana.
My name is Dot Riley. And I'm from Savannah, Georgia. And Dana.
I know, Dot.
Dot is
okay,
so
Dot
good.
Amen. And I have to tell everybody, okay, Dot is, she's not my mother-in-law because I'm not married. She's my sister's mother-in-law, but I've adopted her.
Okay.
And she has been a true blessing in my life. Hey, Dot.
Hey, sweetheart, how you doing? I am
I'm
so
good.
Proud
Thanks
of
so.
You. I tell
Thank you,
you, God is so good. I tell you, he is really using you, young lady. And I got the call and the number, and so I said, let me surprise her. So, you know, that's why.
That's a wonderful surprise.
Yeah. So how's everything going?
Everything's great, you know. God is good. I'm on this interview right now. You know, people are blessing me, and hopefully, I'm blessing people with, you know,
right,
the word of God
right,
and my music.
Right,
so
right,
it's all good.
Right.
No complaint. No complaint.
Yes, right. Okay. Well, I just called to say hi. I love you, and in the near future, I will see you. Okay.
Thank you. Love you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Love you. Bye bye.
Now, Dana, we have another caller on the line from you. This is a caller from area code 703. State your name and your question for Dana.
Hi, my name is Tanya Dallas Lewis. I am a new artist, just like Dana. So, hey, Ms. Wanda, how are you?
I'm doing well. Dana, Tanya is phenomenal.
Hello, Tanya.
Hey, Dana.
Hi,
I just wanted to let you know, no problem. I just wanted to let you know that I support you and I'm rooting for you. And I was really intrigued by your comment where you said that, you know, writing music and hearing someone else sing, you know, a piece of your heart is just, it means just as much to you as you singing. And I just, that was a really deep comment. And, you know, because I'm a songwriter as well and on the move and doing some things. And I can only imagine, you know, what it would be like to work with Israel Houghton and the other gentleman that you named. And, man, I guess my question for you is, what is your advice for me? Who's still, you know, on the grind and going forward?
Just grind. Because, I mean, trust me, you know, it's like, because what I'm doing every day, you know what I mean? It's, you just don't let anyone stand in the way of your dreams. You know, people, you know, I've gone through a lot and I've, you know, been rejected a lot. And, you know, some people told me at times like, oh no, you can't write or, you know, whatever. But I was like, no, yeah, I can. So, you know, just trust in God, keep grinding. And it'll happen, you know. If it's your passion, you can't let it go. If that's your passion and that's your love and this is what you want to do, I just encourage you to continue. Continue doing it, and, you know, doors will open. It's taken me, you know, a long time, a really long time. People, you know, claim that there are these overnight successes, but I don't believe so. I mean, you know, some things just happen like that, you know, but you got to put in work, you know, you got to put in work, you got to put in time, and you just have to be dedicated to your craft. So that's what
I have the awesome pleasure. Thank you so much. I have the awesome pleasure of meeting you in the media room back at the Stellar Awards. I mean, the Stellar Awards in the spring in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
I actually was serving in the capacity of reporter. I work for a major network. So, you know, like you, you know, we are all, you know, we all probably have maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 roles, you know, as we,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Journey to the top. So congrats to you. I'm praying for you, and I'm rooting for you. And I just want to let you know that there are people out there who are so happy for you, and I'm one of those. So great to meet
you.
And I can't
wait
to see
you again. Thank you. I'm sure if I saw you, I would remember you.
No, you would not, Dana. You would not remember me.
You
saw so many.
I never forget a face. I never forget a face. I'll forget your name in a second, but but it's very rare that I forget a face. So believe me, Tanya, when I
okay, because Dana, I'm gonna put you to the test. I'm gonna put you to the test when I see you. I'm gonna come right in front of you and just stand there and look at you, and you're gonna be like, okay, Ann.
Okay, I may not know your name, but I bet y'all know your face.
All right. Well, rooting for you, sis, and praying for you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and same to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tanya, for calling in. Now, Dana, the queue is full. You want to take another call?
Sure.
All right. Caller from area code 301, state your name and your question for Dana.
Hi, I'm from 310. Are you talking to me?
Yes, from 310. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm Tracy. And I was wondering if Dana would sing maybe a line or two of the song that she, her first song that she wrote.
Which
was a little girl.
A pass on that, Tracy. It was a really dorky little song. I don't.
I think it's so cute. I've heard it before. I wanted to. I think
Tracy,
it's so cute.
Is my sister.
Yeah, I'm the one that can't sing. She mentioned that sometimes,
yeah,
you know, there are people that can't sing that even go to the rest home ministry with the singing group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the one, the only one that can't sing that's at the rest home.
They put you in the back, Tracy.
Well, I put myself in the back, actually. And I sing really, really low.
I'm going to pass on the song, but I thank you for that, for asking.
Okay. I love you, Ding.
Love you, too.
You're going to pass Dana.
I'm not going to sing that song. Hilarious.
What'd you say? You're not going to do that one, huh?
No, we're going to pass on that one, Wanda. Thanks.
Okay. We're going to move right on. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to come back with more from Grammy-nominated urban inspirational artist Dana Cadell. So don't go anywhere. Call somebody, tweet them, text them, let them know. Tune in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we're live with Dana Cadell.
Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small by providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on ID rates for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and we're hanging out today with Grammy-nominated recording artist Dana Cadell. Dana, we have our chat lines open, and people want to hear you sing. Would you sing a little bit of something for us?
Oh, wow.
What's your favorite praise and worship song?
Well, okay, in my church, in worship, we sing Oh, How I Love Jesus a lot, and I really like that song.
Okay, well, sing a little bit for us.
All right, just sing a little of the chorus. Is that cool?
Yes, yes.
All right.
You're so funny, Dana.
Here we go. All right. Oh, how I love Jesus. And oh, how I love Jesus. And oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Is that enough?
Thank you, Dana. You are so funny. We have another caller on the line for you, Dana. This is from area code 408. State your name and your question for Dana.
Hello?
Caller, yes.
Hi.
Hi, caller. I guess
Hello?
He's a little shy. Yeah, caller from area code 408. You're on the air live. State your name and your question for Dana.
Oh, I guess we lost him.
Yeah, I guess we did. But he'll call back. I think he was trying to get through. So now, Dana, tell us a little bit about your current single, what he's done. What is the inspiration behind that?
Let's see. Well, that is the one song that I didn't write on the record. It was written and produced by Warren Campbell. And
okay.
I just wanted one. I've been a longtime fan, friend of Warren's, and I just wanted one song with no influence and for him to just give me a song. And I came to him with an idea of a song, and he was like, nah, we're going to do something else. So he came up with the song. And the amazing thing is, at that point in my life, it spoke to me so clearly because I was going through the things that it speaks, you know, that the song speaks of. And for him to just come up with this song and to like speak to me in that way, it was just like, yeah, this is the one. So that's kind of the background of it. You know, he wrote it in a matter of minutes you know, laid down the track. We knocked it out that day, and it became the first single. So,
and I love that song. I play
Thank
it a lot
you.
Here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. It just really ministers to the whole man.
Thank you. Yes, it does. You know, it's everybody's gone through it. Everybody's been through something, and everybody, you know, I don't care what your beliefs are, but you got to look at it and realize this is what God has done for you, because, you know, none of us are doing this on our own. So,
absolutely. You have another caller on the line, Dana. This is from area code 626. Caller, state your name and your question for Dana.
This is Phyllis Cadell M.
Can somebody other than my family call in? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Other people, you know, not everybody, you know, is vocal.
I know. I've got another call. Hello, Phyllis.
Some people just want to sit back and just listen. I'm calling because I want you guys are having too much fun, so I want to join in for a second and just say hey, and to say that, you know, anybody who's listening, if you want to book Dana Cadell, please give us a call at 626-737-7477, or you can get in touch with Wanda Adams at Marketing Ministry and book Dana Cadell, because believe me, to see her live is just a wonderful thing. And I also wanted to tell Dana that I am cooking breakfast right now, so when you're done, if you'd like to come over.
Okay, thank you for that. You got to love your people.
Done. All right. Thank you. I'm proud of you, Dana. I love you. Thank you, Wanda. See you guys later.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Always we kind of needed that call. Dana, so that way we can let people know that there are really two separate people, because you guys sound so much alike. You know, I was just like,
oh,
okay, this
hilarious.
Is a little eerie.
That's...
But,
that
you know,
so
I like the way she snuck in that commercial. All we needed was some music to be playing in the background. Book Dana Cadell
Forever
and book her today.
She rarely takes her head off.
Yeah, and that's what makes her good at what she does. Now, I see that we have the caller back on the line from area code 480. Caller, are you there? State your name and your question for Dana.
Hi, it's Mikey from Arizona.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Dana, I just had a question for you. Just wanted to know, will you be coming to the Arizona area anytime soon?
You know, right now I don't have any dates booked, but in the beginning of the year we should be doing spot dates all around, so hopefully, I have family there too, so hopefully I will be coming to Arizona, yeah.
All right, cool, thanks. I love to hear from you. Hear
thanks,
you
Mikey.
Hey, did you like her music, Mikey? Are you a big fan?
Huge fan. I've been following
thanks.
Her every day.
Oh, wow, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I just thank everyone for their loyalty, because this record has forever been coming out, and it's going to come out, really. And I think you guys are all going to be so pleased when it does, you know. So just hang in there with me, please.
We'll just be on Facebook and
Twitter. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love you.
All right. All right.
Thank
Have
you,
a good one.
Now, Dana, we're going to get ready to play. That was so cute. We're going to get ready to play what he's done. So set us up for that.
This is Dana Cadell, and you are listening to What He's Done.
That's what. Somebody's really gonna take care of you.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and you were just listening to What He's Done For Me by our special guest today, Dana Cadell. Dana, now tell us, we know that you're working on your upcoming project, Overjoy. When could, do we expect for that to be in stores or be released?
God willing, it will be out first or second quarter next year. You know, it's a work in progress, just trying to find the right situation to get the record out so that it can reach the masses. So the project is basically completed, and we're just looking for the right situation to get it out there. So hopefully first, second quarter next year.
Okay. Now, what words could you give to encourage or direction you would give to some of the independent artists out there today that's trying to get their music played on radio and trying to get their project out there? What words of wisdom would you be able to share with them?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just always one to tell people just to, you know, follow your heart, follow your passion. Keep doing what you believe in. If this is what you truly believe in and you know in your heart that this is what you're meant to do, just keep pressing on because, you know, it seems like a lifetime for me that I've been wanting this and, you know, and I still feel that I haven't reached where I want to be, but, you know, I'm on the brink of it. So I say, you know, just put in the time and if you work hard enough, something's got to pay off. It's got to pay off, you know, and you know, there's different capacity for everyone. Everybody can't be at the tippy top. Everybody can't, you know, that's why there are different levels of success. And, you know, if you really love this thing, like, this is, like, truly my passion. And, you know, you have to be glad at working and you know, be doing what you love. So just know that, you know, you can't be a this or you can't be a that. You have to be you and do you the best that you do. That was funny. Anyway, I'm sorry, but it was like I was going on and on. I felt like Jesse Jackson. But I do encourage people. I'm sorry.
You're great. That's okay.
I do encourage.
Are you going to rhyme for us? Give us a rhyme.
I know.
Sound like Jesse.
Come on, Dana. Pull yourself out of that one. But just, you know, grind. Just get your grind on and keep doing it. And if this is what you love and this is your passion, then by all means, just stick with it. I had so many people in my life, you know, family even, you know, like, you know, just do this or be that or go to school and do this. But, you know, and I took that route. But this always wins out because this is my love. So just stick with it. Don't be discouraged and understand that it's not just talent. This is a business. I don't care what capacity it's in. I don't care what genre you're in. It's a business, and you have to remember, and, you know, and you have to treat it as thus at times. So just keep pushing.
Because you are a very creative person. Now, you're also an interior designer, correct?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I actually am a partner and co-owner of a boutique interior design firm called Two to Tango Works. So, yes, that's my 9-to-5 gig.
We all are able to multitask, so like the Word of God says, it's whatever your hands find to do.
Amen. You know, and I think, you know, especially in this day and age also, it's a little difficult just, you know, depending on one thing, you know, to kind of get you through. I mean, you know, there's some, you know, what am I trying to say? There's some things, and, you know, in whatever level you are in your business or whatever, your career, that will get you through. But, you know, it gets a little rough sometimes. So, you know, and with this music thing, it's up and down. It can be up and down until, you know, you really strike. So, and I enjoy doing the interior design. And, you know, we've had a few celebrity clients, and, you know, we do, you know, regular folk too. But like I said, the music is the passion. So.
Well, you have to have balance.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. And I love a project, so I'm always down for a project. So it works.
And it kind of, you know, it all comes together in what you do, because that's just another side for you to show your creativity.
Exactly. It's another creative outlet, and that is basically who Dana Cadell is made up of. You know, I'm an artist in many, many ways. So, yeah, it works for me.
It does. Now, if people want to book you, if they want to buy your music, tell them where they can find Dana Cadell.
Okay. You can find me on MySpace, you know, myspace.com/Dana Cadell. That's DanaCadell. Same with Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You can buy my music at iTunes, Amazon.com, CD Baby, all, you know, most of the online outlets. And if you want to book me, I can be booked through PC, Public Relations and Management, and that's at 626-737-7477.
And listeners, we want you to show your support for Dana, buy her music. If you're having an upcoming event at your church or at a concert, you can email Phyllis Cadell, who is her publicist, and she's just giving you the email address at pcpublicrelations.com, or you can contact us here at Marketing Ministries, and we'll make sure that you get connected to the right people so that you can she can bless you in her music and being live at your event. Now, Dana, what's next for you?
Well, hopefully in the new year, because, you know, things are a little just not moving right now for anybody. But in the new year, I hope to do a lot more spot dates. I hope to, you know, reach out and get out there live and really start performing for the people. I hope to get many more writing placements. And God willing, I'm going to take home that Grammy.
Yes, you are. We're going to claim it
yes.
Right now in the name of Jesus. You're going to take home a Grammy, a Dove, a Stellar. Because this past year, you were a presenter at the Stellars.
Yes, and it was my birthday also. So that was a great day. That was memorable, very, very. It was a really great experience.
So you can't really complain, because God has opened many, many doors for you. And,
Wanda,
and that's
I wouldn't dare complain.
Oh, I know.
I wouldn't dare.
Because you're really like, you know, you're really at that crossroads, you know.
Right.
I know without a doubt, Dana, that this is your season and this is your time, and the favor of God is all upon your life, and that
Thanks.
Because you are so humble and because you are a willing and obedient vessel, you know, that's what God is looking for.
Right. Amen.
You know, he can move through somebody that's trying to tell him what to do and how to do it.
Okay.
But because you just said, Lord, here I am. Mm-mm, it doesn't. So
exactly.
It's no doubt
exactly.
in my mind. that you're going to do some great things. And, you know, you got the best publicist in the world.
I think so. Mm-hmm. You know, she rocks.
Hey,
she's
Dana,
all right.
She all right. She all right.
Yeah,
she all right.
We'll keep her. We'll keep her.
Uh-huh. We'll keep her for now. You know,
exactly.
since she's cooking you breakfast, you know, we'll throw out a little props. You know, she all right.
Exactly. You'll get a little something.
Because we don't want her to burn your eggs. Your egg white omelet will be scorched when you get there.
Hilarious. No, she's great. And, you know, I mean, She's worked with everyone. She's seasoned in her craft. She's, you know, and I just don't say that because she's my sister. She's really good at what she does. Phyllis Cadell, she's awesome. So got to give her
absolutely. And she's a phenomenal woman. And I think I can say, I don't know, after this interview, she may not be my friend anymore. But I can say that she truly is a friend of mine. And for those, you know, if you're looking for a publicist, you know, make sure you contact Phyllis Cadell because she is the best at what she does. And I know she's very humble as well. But, you know, I'll tell people, I'll say it, and she can just get mad at me. You know, she's a publicist extraordinaire. So, Dana, you know, she really is, and she'll always say, no, don't say that. But she is a great woman, and she's put many, many people on the map. So she's not saying it, I'm saying it.
Thank you.
And I believe that everybody is do their props, you know. And that's
right,
one thing that we do at Marketing Ministry, Dana. We want to help people market ministry because, you know, in marketing, you can have the best whatever, but if no one knows about it, it does you no good. And I think it's time for the people within the body of Christ to go out. And, you know, marketing is just another word for evangelizing, to let them know what God has given you.
Amen. You know, and, you know, if you don't mind, I just like to say also kind of piggybacking on that, I think it's really important for artists to support artists. You know, there's room for everyone. It's a big industry. And, you know, sometimes it's disappointing to me when I don't see that because, that's just how I was brought up. I was, you know, you'd be a considerate, supportive person, basically. And I think it's very important. And, you know, everybody makes a way for the next, you know, so pull up somebody you can't always, you know, it's kind of hard because I remember when I was just scraping and I was like, oh, my God, you know, you could do this for me or whatever. But, you know, people aren't always in that situation. But just to say something, just to go on Facebook, you know, if you're huge and there's like this independent or whatever, just, you know, give a little love, you know. So I just wanted to say that because I think it's
absolutely
important.
It is important. And I say it all the time, Dana, you know, within this industry, you know, if the body of Christ would become one unit, the world wouldn't have anything on us. You know, I'm not
exactly
concerned about what God has for you because what he has for you is for you and what he has for me is for me. So we got to stop hating on people because they think, you know, oh, Dana got a Grammy nod and, you know, I didn't get mine. Well, you know, you should be happy. And if I could shout with you that you got your Grammy nod, that lets me know that the line is moving. My turn is coming.
Right, so, you know,
we can't be hating on one another. And God is not going to bless you when you're in your hating state, no way, because your heart's not right.
Right, exactly.
So you're never going to get.
I've been really fortunate. You never will, you know. I've been fortunate. I work with these A-list producers and whatever, and they've just been so giving and just so, and, I mean, that means so much to me, you know. And if I can do anything to help or just to give somebody a shout-out or, I just think, you know, everyone should be that way. It'd be so much, it's much more fulfilling for one, and it's just right. It's the right thing to do, so. I just
absolutely. Well, Dana, time always flies by so quickly when you're having a good time. Our show is coming to an end, but I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. We don't take anything for granted here at Marketing Ministries. We appreciate you so much. We support your music, and again, we want to tell all our listeners to go out and support Dana Cadell, book her, purchase her music. Also, you know, if you're an independent artist, I got to throw this out so my name won't be mud, but pick up do-it-yourself publicity, those that are too cheap or too broke to hire a publicist by Phyllis Cadell M., a phenomenal book. So go and pick that up as well. But again, Dana, thank you so much. I hope that you will come back and hang out with us soon.
Thank you.
You're always welcome.
Thank
I want to let you. Oh, you're welcome. And you enjoy your breakfast with Phyllis.
I will. She's a good cook too. So I got to add that.
Is she a good cook?
Yeah, we all are, actually. I'm sorry, I got to toot my own horn.
So all the Cadell sisters, I tried to become a Cadell sister, but y'all wouldn't let me in.
We'll make you an honorary one.
Y'all wouldn't even make me an honorary. I don't know if I was too dark or something, but y'all wouldn't let me be a Cadell sister.
Oh, stop that. Stop it. we're going to give you a little certificate. We'll mail it to you.
Okay.
You
and make sure it's a good stock. Not
oh,
a problem.
Yes,
make sure it's on good stock paper. I want nothing cheap either. But Dana,
thank you so much.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
I really enjoyed it. I so appreciate it.
Me too.
Okay.
We were just listening to, and we thank Dana Cadell for hanging out with us. To all of my callers, to everybody that was in the chat room, for everybody that emailed, I want to thank you for supporting Marketing Ministry, the radio show, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So we thank God for you. Next week, we will have on our show, you want to make sure you tune in, I'm sorry, we'll have Val and Jerry Griffiths from I Am Magazine, and also hanging out with us will be the phenomenal urban neo-soul recording artist, Lisa McClendon. So you don't want to miss that show. Go and support Marketing Ministry. Join our network at marketingministry.ning.com. Make sure you tune in next week, same time, for Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Be blessed, and don't be afraid to cast your vision.
And all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you.